You're straight. I accept that. But you know, recent research shows that human sexuality can expand over a person's lifetime. What? You don't believe it, do you? You think you're above that. You've never had a gay thought in your life, and nobody, not even me, can change that. Are you sure about that? Really? You know, I've done it before. I've turned totally straight guys into gay guys. You don't believe me? It's true. I've done it to dozens of guys. It's actually pretty fun for me. Oh, but you don't think I could do it to you, do you? Would you be willing to wager a bet? Why not? You're not afraid I'd win, are you? No? Okay, so it's a bet. I want you to try to resist as hard as you can. And I'm going to turn you gay. Sound good? But you have to play by the rules, okay? Good. I feel the moral obligation to warn you that you are playing with fire. I've done this so many times, and guys are so surprised about how good I am at it. They always want me to change them back afterwards, and I never do. But that doesn't scare you, does it? You can't be turned anyway. You're too much of a man. My dare just makes you that much more stoked to prove that you're above all those other guys. Okay, it's your life. Here we go. I want you to take a deep breath. Breathe in. And out. Breathe in. And imagine the air filling your lungs. And breathe out. Exhale. With each exhale, you can feel yourself relaxing. Your sore muscles become heavy. You relax deeper and deeper with each breath in and out. I want you to totally relax your entire body, deeper and deeper and more relaxed. Come down to me. Come all the way down and play with me. Relax further and further down into the abyss. You feel your muscles are so heavy. You're being pulled all the way down to me. Walk away. proud that you are unflappably boring and straight, with all the bragging rights that that entails. Okay, I want you to imagine me right next to you. Can you feel me snuggle up to you? My warm, soft body pressing against you. Can you smell my perfume? You wrap your arm around my thin waist. Can you feel how soft and warm I am? I lean my head gently against your shoulder. Can you feel my hand on your chest? Can you feel it slowly sliding across your chest to your nipple? Feel me pinch your nipple. Can you feel the tingling sensation from my pinch? From my gentle tweaking and twisting? Even after I've moved my hand to the other nipple, you could still feel that tingle, can't you? Can you feel my soft breasts against your side? Can you feel the little bud of my hardening nipple poking you? Go deeper down. Feel your whole body relax. Deeper and deeper. Concentrate on the warmth between our bodies. You know what I love most about men? I love that your biggest turn-on is trying to figure out what makes us women tick. What turns us on? What makes us squirm and whimper with uncontrollable pleasure? I love how men are willing to do anything to impress us, to delight us, to arouse us. I think that's so sweet of you. I think it's brave of you to put yourself out there, to show us how much you care. Thinking of all you would do for me makes me want to hug and squeeze you and do nice things for you. Feel me squeeze you up to my body. Feel my hands explore down your leg and back up. Deeper down now. Deeper and deeper. It's just you and me, my love. Just us alone together. There's something I want to tell you. Since it's just us, I want to confess some of my strongest desires, my secret fantasies that I would never tell anyone else. That's how women bond, how we show our affection. We share secrets. I know I can trust you, so here goes. Love watching two women make love. There. That feels good to admit. I've been waiting to tell someone that for so long. It's so soft and passionate and taboo. Whenever I see girls together in porn, if they're really authentically into each other, you know. Whenever I see that, I can't take my eyes off of it. It's so beautiful and mesmerizing. Can you envision that now? Can you see that? Girls letting passion take over as they make love in front of us. I think about scenes like this a lot. Just look at how they kiss. How their fingers explore. How they know just how to please each other. At school or at work, I always find myself drifting into daydreams just like this. I can't can't help but squeeze my thighs together just thinking about it. I'd be mortified if my conservative friends or family ever found out. Can you imagine? So it's just between us, okay? Keep her down now. Can I tell you another one of my fantasies? This one is even hotter for me, if you can believe that. Let me get close to you so I can whisper it in your ear. Feel my warm breath in your ear as I confess. I secretly love to watch nice cocks get sucked. I don't really care who the guy getting sucked is. In fact, in my fantasies, there really isn't a guy. I just see his cock. It's really nice. You wouldn't know what makes a nice cock, but I do. Let me show you. There. Do you see that cock in front of us? It's long and thick, but not a monster. It's just right. It's hard and it's pulsing a bit. Proud. A challenge. What I look for in a cock is smooth, round, plump head. Neat folds of skin and a smooth, thick shaft that tapers just a bit. I can't believe I'm telling you this. I prefer my cocks hairless at the base, but I'm not too picky about that. Look at how absolutely perfect that cock is that's in front of us. It's a work of art. It's absolutely delicious. A cock like this is just begging to be sucked, don't you think? Deeper and deeper. All the way down. No, don't worry. I'm not gonna make you suck it. But let me show you exactly what kind of cock pleasuring I like to watch. Then you can tell me if you like watching it too. Watch me as I wet my lips. Then slowly bring my face toward that beautiful penis and let the tip come to rest between my lips for a moment. See the cock flex a little as it senses my soft lips. See it grow even harder as it tries to get inside my warm mouth. The corners of my mouth crack into a brief smile. I know how much of a tease I'm being to this hard cock. I ever so slowly let my lips slide over the head. It takes ages, but eventually the head disappears into the warmth of my mouth. I pause there, and although you can't see what's going on inside, you know I must be swirling my tongue around and around the tip, tickling the underside most of all. You imagine how good that must feel, and you wish I would do it to your cock someday. Watch me slowly move my lips down the shaft as the member sinks deeper and deeper into my mouth. I eventually settle with my lips almost, but not quite, at the base. The cock head firmly locked against the back of my throat. As much as I wish I could, I can't go any deeper. With a soft slurp, I slowly withdraw. And as the head slips out of my lips, the cock bobs up and down in sexual agony. Aw, poor penis. It wants more. It has such a huge, creamy load that it needs to get out, but it needs help. See? see that? That's the kind of cocksucking I like to watch. I could watch that all day. It is such a turn-on to watch, but sadly, I've never been able to see it in person. I've only ever seen blowjobs in porn. I settle back down against your body, and you feel my hand return to your chest and my lips to your ear. The cock bounces and twitches before us in agony, wanting to return to my mouth. Did you like that? Do you like my fantasies? Good. It makes me so happy that you love me for who I am, and that you're supportive of what turns me on. You know, I do have one more fantasy that I've never shared with anyone. It's sort of my ultimate dream, but it's kind of dirty and taboo, so I don't usually let myself indulge in thinking about it. You want to hear it? I don't know, it's kind of kinky. I don't think you'd go for it, and I'm kind of embarrassed. I'd feel really silly if you thought less of me because of it. You seriously want to hear it? You won't think less of me? You love me no matter what I find hot, no matter how dirty it is? Well, okay. Deeper and deeper, all the way down to the bottom of trance. Well, okay. I'll tell you, but you have to promise to be really cool about it. My darkest, kinkiest fantasy is to watch a guy give another guy a blowjob. There. Whew. I said it. I feel like a big burden has been lifted now. Now that I got that off my chest. Do you hate me? No? Aw, you're so sweet. Yeah, good point. Guys like to watch lesbians, so you're right. It's not a big deal that girls would like to watch guys sucking dick. No, I don't want to watch two icky gay guys. I want to see a straight guy suck a straight dick. It's not that big a deal anyway. It's just naughty sex. It doesn't mean anything. Don't worry, I would never ask you to do it for me. I've accepted that it's one fantasy I'll never get to live out. What? Why do you have that look in your eye? You're staring at that cock in front of us like it might bite you. What? Oh. Oh, are you serious? You're actually thinking about maybe making my dreams come true? Oh my goodness, that would be so amazing. But are you sure? Okay, tell you what. I know you're straight, so I won't ask you to really suck it. Just, like, what if you just kissed the tip? That's all I'll ask. And you'd make me the happiest girl in the world. Just a little kiss and you can quit, and I'll give you the best BJ of your life. You lean forward, and I move my soft hand to your back. You feel me gently sliding my warm hand across your back, comforting you. Encouraging you. Oh, this is so hot. I can't believe this is actually going to happen. This is going to fill my twisted little head with so many bad thoughts for so long, babe. You see my eyes go wide and my mouth drop open as I see your lips approach the tip. You pause for just a moment right before making contact. You know you're teasing me as I watch your lips millimeters away from the cock, licking my own lips in anticipation. Finally, with my hand on your back, and the other on your leg. Your lips make contact with the tip of that gorgeously perfect penis in front of you. You stay that way, frozen for a moment. Oh, wow. I can't believe you're doing this for me. How does it feel? Never mind, don't answer. I know it feels satiny, smooth on your lips. Oh, please stay for a moment longer. Don't pull away yet. I can't handle it. It's so sexy. Oh, and look, there's a drop of pre-cum there on your lips. Is that okay? Can you, you know, taste it? Your tongue curiously moves to your lips to see if the pre-cum has made it inside or not. As it probes, it causes your lips to part just a little, and suddenly a sweet and salty flavor washes over your tongue. Your eyes open wide, and you nod to indicate yes, the pre-cum is in your mouth. Doesn't taste bad, though. In fact, it tastes kind of sweet and almost delicious. With your lips parted with the lubrication of pre-cum, suddenly the smooth penis head slides deeper into your mouth, and the tip comes in contact with your tongue. Oh, baby, what are you doing? I thought you were just going to kiss the tip. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's so hot. But it's so much more than I hoped for. I mean, are you sure you're okay with it? You seem fine with it. Look at your cute face. You seem pretty happy and relaxed. Is the tip, like, inside your mouth? Can you feel it with your tongue? You can feel it, and you're not. In fact, you're enjoying the smooth texture. Just for fun, you swirl your tongue around the tip, and it suddenly surges forward in pleasure. The head parts your lips further, sinking deeper into your mouth, and you are rewarded with much more of that sweet nectar you're growing to love so much. I can't believe what I'm seeing, babe. You've almost got the whole head in your mouth. Oh, I just want to come so bad watching you. I bet you can really taste that yummy pre-cum. Don't you love it? I gotta say, knowing that you're tasting and experiencing the same thing that I've experienced when I give a blowjob makes me feel so much closer to you. It's like we're bound by this common experience. But it gets so much better, trust me. Do you want to know what that's like? You're surprised at how okay you are with this. The cock in your mouth doesn't feel bad at all. It feels amazing. And you suddenly feel the urge to know what I'm talking about when I say it gets better. You nod your head yes. I gently slide my hand from your back to rest behind your head. I start to apply very light pressure. And without you having to do anything, your head moves forward. And the full cock head slowly slides into your mouth. I've noticed that when I taste pre-cum in my mouth, it suddenly makes me yearn with desire. Do you feel that? Do you feel that burning fire of desire within you? Drawing you in? Making you want more? Yeah, I know that feeling. It feels so good, doesn't it? Let me show you a trick. Touch the underside of the cock with your tongue. You feel that delicate spot? If you rub your tongue on it in circles, that special spot will get you what you want. As you rub your tongue around and around the underside, you feel the cock hardening in your mouth. And you feel more and more sweet pre-cum leaking out. The taste is incredible, and it inflames your senses. It makes you so achingly horny for more. Oh, babe, you've gone above and beyond what I ever hoped for. I'd say you're free, but you don't want to. That's the thing about sucking cock. You can't stop with just the tip. You want more and more. I know how it feels, trust me. You won't be satisfied until it fills your mouth and presses against the back of your throat. Isn't it wild how that works? Don't you feel that longing to have it push past your lips and all the way deep into your mouth? It's so hot, isn't it? I've sucked guys off before that I wasn't totally sure about. And if they can get me to take it in my mouth, then yeah, you bet I'm going all the way. At that point, it's inevitable. It's absolutely guaranteed. There's no way to back out. You ready to feel that hard cock in your throat, baby? You feel my comforting hand behind your head, and you know it's going to happen now. Your head moves forward, and the cock slips deeper and deeper into your mouth. Very slowly, inch by inch past your lips, and slides over your tongue. With every inch, your own cock gets harder and harder. With every inch, your own lust and pleasure doubles. With every inch, your love for this hard invader grows until it's all-consuming. As the cockhead passes the back of your mouth and presses firmly against the back of your throat, a switch is flipped on in your mind. Pleasure flows from your brain to all parts of your body. Warmth emanates from the throbbing member that is now filling every corner of your mouth and throat. That warmth spreads to your face and down your neck, shoulders, and back. It's making its way towards your own cock, down your chest, and your stomach. You know when that warmth reaches your own cock, you will be forever changed. The pleasure you feel will be permanent, indelibly linked with the pleasure you give to powerful cock. You feel the warmth begin to tingle as it runs down your legs and around your buttocks. You feel it tickle the clenching muscle of your anus as it moves inside. You feel it crawling up your ball sack, relaxing those heavy orbs as it saturates them with pleasure. Finally, you feel it moving up your own cock shaft, past that sensitive spot, enveloping your cock head with pleasure and moving into your cock hole. It feels so incredible to have a permanent sex circuit connecting your cock to the cock in your mouth. It's undeniably delicious. The cock in your mouth suddenly starts to pull out. No! You would miss it too much if it left. You need more. You're cock hungry. As the head is about to pass out of your lips, you lunge forward to suck it back in. It pulls out again, and you lunge again to get it back. Pretty soon, your head is bobbing back and forth on it as you try to bring it pleasure, to tell it how much you love it. You caress it as much as possible with your tongue, lips, and throat as it slides in and out. Oh, babe. This is incredible. You're making my dreams come true. I never in a million years thought that you would even kiss the tip, let alone go this far. Oh, wow. I am so turned on beyond anything I've ever experienced. But babe, I gotta warn you. If you keep going like this, you're gonna make that cock come. I've made that one come before, and believe me, it's a lot. I don't know if you're ready for that. You sure you don't want to stop? Maybe you should. I mean, I don't want to be responsible for what will happen if he comes in your mouth. Wow, look at you go. You're not slowing down. Well, if he comes in your mouth, you know that cum is full of all kinds of man seed, don't you? Those little seeds are gonna swim right to your brain and plant themselves there. If he comes in your mouth, you will never again get cock off your brain. It'll always be there in the back of your head, nagging you, influencing you, turning you on. When you least expect it, the image of a beautiful cock will pop into your head and give you an hour-long boner. you won't be able to help it. The more you fight, the deeper it will go. If you try to watch straight porn, you'll just find yourself focusing on the cocks. Your head bobs faster and faster on the cock as your tongue works it harder and harder. You can feel it thrusting in sync with your motion, and you feel so happy that the two of you are on the same page, bonding, unified, working together for a common, creamy goal. I don't want that on my conscience, so you better stop now. What? You can't? Or you won't? Okay, well, this one's on you then. I warned you. You suddenly feel the big penis stiffen. It jerks twice, and you are suddenly flooded with the most delicious tasting cream you've ever experienced. It's thick and gooey and wonderful. You can't get enough as the cock pumps more and more of it into your mouth. It's absolutely exquisite, and you feel like your heart may burst with joy and love for this magnificent member that gave you such a beautiful gift. You reluctantly let the cock slide from your lips. It's big and soft and floppy, and your mind is so relaxed and hazy. You feel so proud and happy to have given your new lover such pleasure as you sink back into your chair and rest. You feel the creamy semen working its way throughout your body, implanting itself deeply into your brain. Deeper and deeper. Let the image of the cock fade away, even as you keep the memory of its thick, sweet treat on your tongue. Relax. Feel me hug you and kiss you. Feel so blissfully pleasurable that you have fulfilled my fantasy and done something truly amazing for me. Feel that satisfaction grow. It feels so good. Feel it morph into desire. From now on, when you see a cock, whether it be in porn or real life, you're going to remember this experience. You're going to remember that you sucked one before, and that it made you feel so good. You're going to get an urge to suck that cock too, every time, from now on. I've changed you. You know it was me who changed you, and you love it. Uh-oh. Looks like you didn't do as well as you thought you would with our little bet, did you? You let me influence you, didn't you? You got aroused by that imagery of cock, didn't you? Tisk tisk. Looks like I win. What? You can't take your punishment? You aren't one of those guys who reneges on a bet, are you? No? Good. I hate those kinds of guys. I'll tell you what. Since this is new for you, I'm gonna let you off easy. I'll give you another chance, say double or nothing. Here's the offer. I'll let you try your luck with this clip again, without making you watch any gay porn, if, and only if, you go watch an hour of straight porn instead. Man-woman porn, preferably blowjob porn, and no coming to it. Then you could try to resist me again. But when you're doing the clip this time, the stakes are double, got it? If you're really strong and you do better and you don't let me affect you, then you can walk away proud and straight. But if you fail again, then you have to watch twice as much gay porn as last time. That's the offer. Take it or leave it. Either take your punishment and come to gay porn now, or watch straight porn and listen to this clip again with double the stakes. If this isn't your first time listening to this file, then I'd say you're digging yourself in deeper and deeper, and that you should just accept that I've made you gay and take your punishment. But it's up to you, of course. If you want to keep struggling and trying to resist me, then by all means keep going. whatever you end up choosing, I want to hear about it. If you were strong and you didn't get the tiniest bit excited during this clip, then feel free to send me a message and gloat. If you failed, then I want you to send me a message and say, you got me, but I'm pretty sure if I try again, I could beat your tricks. Or if you failed and you're finally ready to admit defeat, then message me and say, I thought I was strong, but I lost the bet, and I admit that Devious Daphne has made me gay. If you're lucky, I'll send you some links to my favorite gay porn for you to watch. As your punishment, of course. If you came during this clip, then boy, you're really far gone. I want to hear about that, too. In any case, you can tip me for my services if you want, but it's not required. Don't feel bad if you finally resigned to your new cock lust. Look on the bright side. You can now enjoy all those forced buy clips that assume the listener already has a desire for dick. In fact, that's the last trigger I'm going to implant in you. If you've lost this bet then, from now on, whenever you see forced buy clips in my store or other stores, you will feel the urge to explore them. Deep down, you know that now it's inevitable that you will try them. I wonder what wild and depraved adventures they will lead you on. Whatever the path, you know deep down that eventually they will lead you to suck a real cock. No matter how much you struggle, you know that's what your future holds for you someday. I told you you're playing with fire. I am now going to bring you out of your hypnosis. When I count backwards from 10, you will become fully conscious and aware of the entire clip you have just participated in. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How do you feel? Ready to embrace the new you or still fighting the losing battle? Oh, one more thing before you go. You know that research I talked about? The one that found that a person's sexuality can be expanded over time? I didn't mention the other half. The findings are that human sexuality expands but never contracts. This is especially true for men. I changed you and you can never go back. Enjoy your cock-sucking future. Oops, you have a little something on your chin there.